Simin Pei Zion Halacha Beis. Associated with Afsar Abirest, and a horse is allowed to go out with a halter or a bit. A halter is used to lead the animal. It's basically a length of rope whose end is tied to the animal's head. But he can't go out with both of them. For a horse to wear both of these is considered an excessive measure of control, which is also usher on them to be going out carrying. It's permitted to wrap the rope of the halter around the horse's neck, and it may go out with it. It may go out with it only if it's wrapped around somewhat loosely, so that he can quickly insert his hand between the coils of the rope and the horse's neck, in order to pull it if the animal wants to slip away. It's permitted to move the halter and place it on the horse. As long as one does not lean on the horse, it's also to lean on a Baal Chai on Shabbos. This is part of the overall issue of riding an animal on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to lean on it. Aval hachamar liyitzav rest in Shabbos, however, a donkey should not go out with an iron bit. The fishazel l'shmiri sir itz hachamar, for this is an excessive measure of control for a donkey. V'shar v'parshin atzrichon l'shimar, an ox or a cow, which requires no measure of control. Asur m'lotz v'chev v'sav v'tzavarim, may not go out with a rope around their necks. El emergil nevrech, unless that particular animal usually runs away, and kasha chevel v'fi hasus, if that one usually runs away, then you're allowed to. In kasha chevel v'fi hasus, if one ties a rope to the mouth of a horse, harizem ma'isa, this is considered an article that's being carried. L'fisha inu mishdamer, but for the horse is not controlled by the rope, because it slips out of its mouth. And it's not comparable to a halter with which a horse may go out, which is tied on to its head. A horse, as well as other animals, should not go out with a saddle cloth. A saddle cloth is placed on the animal's back underneath the saddle, that I guess it shouldn't get hurt or sore from the saddle. However, a donkey may go out with the saddle cloth so that it should not feel chilled, because it naturally gets cold. If you tie the saddle cloth onto the donkey on Erev Shabbos, it may go out with it on Shabbos because it's considered its garment. If you did not tie it to the animal, you cannot go out with it on Shabbos. Because maybe the saddle cloth will fall from the animal, since it cannot be tied to the animal on Shabbos, and then the owner will carry it back with his hand, in his hand. On Shabbos, one cannot tie it to the animal, even with a type of knot that you're allowed to tie on Shabbos. Because tying it requires one to approach an animal, to lean on it in order to tie it. However, if the donkey is in the chatzar, it's mutter to place the saddle cloth on him to protect it from the cold. Provided that it does not go out with it. However, on a horse, you're not allowed to place a saddle cloth at all. Unless it's so cold that it can harm the horse as well. Likewise, in the summer, when there are many flies and they're causing the horse tsar, he can put a saddle cloth on it. Provided that he's careful, not to lean on the animal when covering it. To remove a saddle cloth on Shabbos, bein min hachamar, bein min hasos, whether from a donkey or a horse, usher it's usher, came less le tsar im la yisirena, since the animal would have pain if one would not remove it, then it would be mutter to remove it. Halacha dalet, asur lets it's bezug, an animal's forbidden to go out with a bell, af bishu pakok, even if it's stuffed with material, vein makashkesh, and it does not ring. Afil b'irshir musikanas b'iruvim, even in a city that it has eruv in it. Asur shteitz b'irz, asur to go out with a rock b'chatzor, however, in its enclosed courtyard, motoshi alah, it's permitted to be on the animal, vim ain a pakok makashkesh, but if the bell is not stuffed, and therefore rings, afil b'chatzor, asur lias alah, it cannot even wear it in its own courtyard.